Sorry it's been a while since I last uploaded, been a bit busy. Again, I'm sitting in my beanbag, so I might be a bit rustly. And I might cough a little. Not COVID, just telling you. I hope that doesn't get demonetized, but this isn't YouTube. No, I'm not even monetized. Sorry, ignore that. And let's start. Chapter 12, Phlebathist. No houses had been built up in the western side of a mountain, and for good reason. These were rockier climbs, the crevices and the gullies, weathered by rainfall into deep, perilous drops. Carpeted by great seas of knotted ivy, which spilled down over the lower village, like a waterfall. Even Santoro wouldn't risk scuffing his boots to climb up there. Dev, however, was already halfway round the rock face by the time his legs gave way. He slumped down onto a rocky overhang, clutching his chest. His lungs struggling to find their rhythm again, tears dripping from his chin. Maybe I should stay here. Maybe I should just stay here, he whimpered, out of everyone's way. He picked up a rock and flung it as far as he could. It sailed through the air and down, clattering across a few metal rooftops before disappearing into the streets of Lower Eden. I'm not great at reading. Sorry. He heard someone shouting. Someone shouted something. It sounded rude. Dev sighed. Who's up here? A voice croaked from behind him. Dev turned to see a glow from a soft yellow light. A familiar figure hunched behind it. Hi, Nonna, Dev whispered, wiping tears from his cheeks. Your banana light still working then?
Ah, Dev.
Ventilla's huge, magnified eyes peered down at him. She opened up her outer coat to show a multitude of pockets, each one sagging with the weight of spare potatoes. I'm on my sixth already. They only work for so long. Her face cracked into a smile. Then she tilted her head to catch Dev's eye. I didn't think anyone else knew about this place. Dev looked away. Ventilla shuffled forward and plonked herself beside him. I heard about everything that's been going on today, she said. I'm only trying to help. Oh, Dev, you've been telling yourself that since you were young. She clasped his hand. Such a brilliant brain, but you're wasting it. You spend half your time trying to fix your own mistakes, and then trying to fix those mistakes, and those, and then those, and then those. You're like a dog chasing its own tail. The hairs on the back of Dev's neck bristled. He wasn't sure what to make of this. Usually Ventilla was direct, but now there was a frustration in her voice. Perhaps she, too, had grown tired of him. And stop sulking, she interrupted, clambering back onto her feet and pulling him up alongside. Here, I want to show you something. Then suddenly she was off, clambering over the boulders, tottering along ledges, making her way up the rock face with all the agility and some of the noises of a mountain goat. It surprised Dev. It's so much that he could only stumble along behind her. This place has always been my little secret, she smirked. And now I suppose it's yours too. In front of them stood a sheer mountain wall, all but concealed behind a thick layer of ivy, which Ventilla pulled apart as if it were a curtain. Behind it, a dark jagged crack ran up the rock face, just wide enough to climb inside. And that's exactly what Ventilla did, followed cautiously by Dev. It smelt damp in there. It felt cold. The rocks were slippery, and apart from Ventilla's dimly glowing banana, there was no light. By the time Dev's eyes had adjusted, she was already disappearing deeper and deeper into the darkness, walking surprisingly fast for someone weighed down with potatoes. Dev followed, clonking his helmet on the low, craggy ceiling. Then they took to a sharp left, then a right, sliding down some wet rocks and taking it in turns to squeeze through a thin opening in the wall. You ready? Ventilla whispered as she popped up from the other side. For what? Dev asked as soon as he could breathe again. He could hear trickling water. Then he could see it, glinting as it ran down the walls in thin strips, then across the ground, disappearing inside a large dark hole in the middle of a cavern. Ventolo carefully sat down beside the hole, beckoning for Dev to do the same. "Have patience," she said, closing her eyes. Dev peered around their dimly lit hollow, listened to the dripping echoes, watched the breath curl out of his mouth in a fine mist. He shivered, and he was just about to suggest they go home when, suddenly, one of the small rocks in front of him started to glow. "A phlebithist!" gasped Dev, scrambling forward to pick it up. "They're rare!" As he held it in his hands, the light seemed to fade away. "That they are," Ventolo nodded. "I didn't think anyone else knew about them." Dev slid the phlebithist into his pocket and sat back down. A few moments later, another phlebithist lit up in front of him, and then another, until soon all the ground around them was flickering. "The cave is full of phlebithists," Dev gasped. "But they need phlegma to light them up. Where's it coming from?" Ventolo pointed towards the hole in front of them. Dev peered inside. He saw water, visible in the darkness but for its ripples catching the light. Then it churned and it bubbled, and from within its depths a beautiful white light shone out, racing up at the well at speed, spilling out in front of Dev's feet. The phlegmathist floor lit brightly as the sun, then up. Up the light went. Up the walls, spiralling out into a huge, intricate pattern across the ceiling. "Only happens for a few days every year, always around Phlegma Day," Ventolo whispered. Small creatures started to skitter out of the dark corners of the cave. Scuttle crabs, bonk lice, hair snakes. They bathed in the light from the phlebithists. Tiny lurcher shrimp plopped into water. Bright blue butterflies fluttered across its surface. But Dev held up his arms, his skin prickling with a strange hazy warmth. "I've never seen anything like it. It rushes up," Ventolo mimed. "In waves it comes. Can't see it anywhere else on the island but here. Rushes up into the mountain, inside the mountain, right to the top, and reaches the very tips of each branch on the Eden tree. And then it all just washes back down. Back and forth it goes, back and forth. It's so beautiful. That it is," Ventolo blinked with contentment. I like to imagine your dad still here watching it with me." And just then, the rocks began to dim. The insects scuttled away. The glow faded from the water, and the cave was plunged into darkness. Dev could feel a damp chill against his skin. "We'll see another wave in a little bit," Ventolo shrugged. "Dad came here," Ventolo's smile wavered. "He found this place." She spoke quietly. "When he was very young, he showed me. And now I'm showing you." Neither of them said another word. Not for all the time they both sat in darkness. Not even as a wave of phlegma lit up the cave again. Eventually, Ventolo nudged an elbow into Dev's ribs, and together they left, squeezing back through the thin crack, clambering up onto the slippery rocks, shuffling along dark corridors and then out, into the bracing night air. At which point Ventolo stopped and turned to Dev. "Phlegma gives to the village. That's all it does. No fuss, no quarrel, it just gives. You should do the same. Do something good. Show them what you're capable of, instead of apologising for all the other things you've done wrong." In the glow of her banana, she reached up, gripping Dev's cheeks with her cold hands. "Who knows, maybe they'll invite you back to Phlegma Day." And that is over! So, bye. See you next time. I don't know when that is, but bye.